Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Any of you ever read C.S. Lewis's The Four Loves? Yeah, a few of you. Great book. I think I remember reading it in college. There are four kinds of love. In the Greek language, we see four words that we translate into English as love, different kinds of love. First one is eros, which we get our word erotic, even though it doesn't have to have that connotation. It's like the love between a husband and a wife. Yeah, that's eros. A Valentine's Day kind of love, right? Yes, a good love. There's another kind of love, storge. Storge, you know what storge is? Family love, what fathers and mothers have for their children and children have for their parents and for brothers and sisters and grandparents. That's storge, a good kind of love, important kind of love. Another one is Philadelphia or philia. You know that one? The city of brotherly love, right? Yeah, a brotherly love, humanitarian love, love for others in the world, and you do good things for them, and you live in community together, be kind to someone who's got a flat tire alongside of the road. That's Philadelphia. You jump in to help. That's a certain kind of love, a special kind of love. And then there's agape love. You know agape love? That's kind of fatherly or godly, divine love, a different kind of love, a special kind of love, a set-apart word for God's love, agape. Of those four kinds of love, which kind is this one? If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? Even sinners do that. If you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? If you lend to whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? It's not eros. Husbands love wives and wives love husbands. It's not storge. Parents love children, children love parents. It's not Philadelphia for the most part. People are pretty kind in airports and elsewhere. Back and forth. Movies have been made, pay it forward. Do good for others who expect to get it back to you someday, good. There's only one kind of love this can be. That's agape love. God's kind of love for sinners. Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to those who don't do good to you. Those who hate you, pray for those who abuse you. He's teaching us to love as God loves. Not a love that loves the fact that there is an enemy, but love your enemy. Kind of like love the sinner, not the sin. God above and beyond wants us to love them in a hard way, even if they don't love you. I don't think our world understands this kind of love or promotes it. Put the bully behind bars. Put the celebrity spotlight on the bullied so that everyone can wag their head, can go tisk, tisk. And oh, that poor person, look how they were bullied. Oh my, let's have movements and protests. And hey, you could even hire somebody so you become the bully, right? And gossip galore. Oh, fodder, fodder everywhere for gossip. That's what bullying and everything does. Where's the love? Where's the do good for and to? Where's the pray for the abuser? I guess that's why God put a church here on earth. To remind people of Jesus' love and his teaching, his word, and God's kind of love, that agape kind of love. It goes against reason. It's not reasonable. It goes against nature, that's for sure. This kind of love is hard. It's definitely easier in theory than in practice, too. For it's not easy to love your enemy. Our world wants to turn inward on yourself. Love yourself. Stay strong. Persevere. Beat the bully. Sue the bad guy. Take him to court. Again, God asks us to do something different. Love them. Do good to. Pray for. God has a plan and a purpose in all this, in asking us to love our enemies and do good for them and to pray for them. Number one, that's the kind of love Jesus had. And we are supposed to conform to his image. We bear his name. Christians, remember? God wants us to make peace with our enemies as Jesus made peace with his enemies. In fact, he even died to make enemies, his brothers and sisters, his loved and beloved ones, those who have faith in what he has done, those who repent and believe in his cross and his open tomb and what it means, that God is paying for their debt, for their sins, for their hatred, and giving them a chance, a new life, a gift by believing that Jesus paid the price for that. God wants peace with his enemies. Number two, because God desires to convert sinners. Now, how can he do any converting if there are not sinners, right? By experiencing agape. That's how he wants them to be converted, is by experiencing agape. Not just, hey, do you believe these 10 sets of things here? And if you believe that, now you're converted. Most of the time in the Bible, there was no here, would you look over these 10 things, and if you believe that, now you're a Christian? Most of the time, it was they experienced agape. They were persecuting Paul. They were whipping Jesus. They hurt someone. And they saw and experienced what it meant to be forgiven, even when they didn't deserve it. And they said, wow. They experienced agape love. And God desires to convert sinners, to make peace with sinners, by them experiencing his kind of love. Number three, because God says he rewards those who love like this. It's a transformative kind of love. But how can it transform if we don't practice it? How will they know agape love unless we show them agape love? But God does promise something in return. Even though you're not being loved back, and even though you might not get a trophy or reward for doing this, God says, oh, I will reward you. It may be in this life, but definitely in the next. You've already got the reward. Now exercise agape. Number four, because God sets apart the world, us in the world, sets us apart. Not to do as all the news media outlets and all the celebrities do and bullying and all that, but to do something totally and wholly different. When harmed, love. When hurt, don't strike them back. Turn the other cheek. When borrowed from and taken from, give them something else. It won't make us famous. It won't make us fabulous, but you will be holy, set apart. Number five, and lastly, so that you may know and share in agape. Have you ever been able to say this? I never knew what it was like to love like God until I had to love someone who didn't love me. Someone who didn't do good to me. Somebody who didn't pray for me. Joseph in the Old Testament got to experience agape and got to give agape love. Take Joseph, abused by his brothers, sold into slavery, left for dead. His brothers thought he was dead. But God had a plan. He saved Joseph from the pit, took him down into Egypt, made him second command, and when the famine came and told him the famine was coming, He had an opportunity to show agape, forgiveness, God's love to his brothers. They came and stood before him. He had the opportunity to put them all in jail or put them to death. Nobody would have questioned that. And yet, what does he do? He says, you meant this for evil, but God meant it for good. And he leans down and he weeps on his brother's neck. And his brother wept at the forgiveness, the agape that he just experienced. They were transformed by that love. They experienced something that they never experienced before. Could say, I never knew what it was love to love like God until I had to forgive someone like that. Joseph was left for dead, and yet ended up that he was alive. He was resurrected, if you will, to his brothers and his family. And isn't that a great picture of the resurrection of Jesus? They thought he was dead. All of his brothers didn't even come looking for him. And yet Jesus comes to them, agape, to show them what it means. Even though they weren't expecting the resurrection and didn't believe his word about it, didn't understand it, Jesus still comes and says, peace to you, my brothers. God's peace to you. Peace to you. He makes his enemies his beloved by showing, by them experiencing God's love. Agape. May you have agape. Experience and love others. Love your enemies. For God's sake. For Jesus' sake. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.